What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Board YouTube channel for the final pick and roll live stream of the 23-24 NBA regular season. And we are here for two more free picks before the season wraps up on Sunday. We don't do the content on weekends, so today, again, is that final stream. So if you've enjoyed the content over the course of the season, if you're enjoying what you see from this stream today, please make sure you do hit the like button and please support the channel by subscribing, because the content does not stop just because it is the end of the regular season. We're going to have some playoff previews coming at you next week and content throughout the playoffs as well. So as I said, it is two picks for today. 15 games to work with, so hopefully we catch some hidden edges in the early hours of Friday, April 12th. And what we have for you today from Pibs is a player prop available at DraftKings, as well as an SGP available at BetMGM. And we get the final check-in before we can give them out. I'll give out both the picks. Then we'll hear from Pips on the analysis for both those picks. We'll talk about yesterday's bet, which had a pretty crazy finish. We'll talk about some trending topics, and maybe we'll sum up the season that was here for pick and roll before recapping the two bets and sending us in, hopefully, to the night with two winning picks. So here's what we have for today, starting off with the DraftKings player prop. It is going to be Nick Claxton under 23.5 on the PRA. I have the wrong graphic here. Under 23.5 PRA for Nick Claxton. You can get that for minus 110 odds at DraftKings for this one. Again, minus 110 at DraftKings, as I'm just swapping out the graphic here for Nick Claxton. Under 23.5 PRA once again. The second play, which is correct on the screen, is we're going back to the guy who got us a winner yesterday. It is Keegan Murray over 13.5 points and Kevin Durant 20 plus points, which is minus 115 at BetMGM, as the Suns are playing the Kings in Sacramento. In Sacramento, the important part of that bet when it comes to Keegan Murray, which we'll hear about in just a moment here. But we'll get started with Pips and his handicap on the Nick Claxton play. Why are you going to play his under in the second last game of the season?
First off, Nets, nothing to play for. Knicks, important game for them. Blowout chance is huge. Knicks allow the least points, rebounds, and assists to opposing centers. Tough matchup. Played twice against the Knicks this season. Had 16 PRAs in both games, even though he played 27 and 31 minutes. We can show the graphics, like, even when he's playing worse teams, like when he's playing teams specifically above average points in the paint allowed and outside of top 10 worst rebounding teams, he's under this line in 11 out of 14 games.
Sorry, if I could interject quickly, I see this has changed on DraftKings, but it is available at BetMGM. So this one is available minus 110 at BetMGM for Nick Claxton under 23.5 PRA. So just confirmation there. I'll swap the graphic. Go ahead, Pips.
Yeah. It is movement, nothing like usual stuff on the show.
Yeah.
I would say it's still minus 115, battery 6.5 as well. So you're getting minus 115, minus 110. It's pretty much the same for this one. As I was saying, 11 or 14 games under this line, average 19.3 points, rebounds, and assists when playing good teams, like good rebounding teams that don't allow a lot of PRAs to opposing bigs, like Knicks, like Wolves, like Orlando Magic, Boston. So this is too high of a line. And they have some young guns out there with Watford, Clooney, who get some more minutes at the 4 and the 5 in this one. Honestly, I don't understand why they didn't shut down Claxton and Schroeder. I get why Cam Thomas is playing, but other than them, like, don't see the reason for it. So yeah, maybe slightly lower minutes tonight as well. So that would help. Blowout would help difficult matchup. Like, this is like one of the best spots you can get for betting an under.
Yeah, this is there's so many different ways this one can win. Like you said, there's just nothing really to play for the Brooklyn Nets today. So absolutely a great position. You also not on top of all of that associated with the Claxton, you also have similar players listed here that typically go under when it comes to playing against the Knicks as well.
Claxton, 5 points last game. Capella, the only one, went over their average. Durant, 11. Richards, 5. Claxton, 8. Gafford, 6. Like, this is similar type of player, like run and dunk bigs, that the bigs that can handle the ball and bigs that they can shoot and can create their own shots. And as we can see, they are well underperforming. Some of these games were when Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson were out. Now they are both back and they have 48 minutes of insane defensive guys at the five. Honestly, I will probably consider Hartenstein maybe even getting some All-NBA defense log this season. It's easy to get like Wembanyama, Gobert, and AD, but Hartenstein is next guy up there probably. Like, he was insane. So.
Okay. I certainly would it'd be a welcome sight to see that. Hartenstein has been underappreciated over the years, I think, in the NBA, but finally getting some recognition this season, and for very good reason with the Knicks, might I add. Let's go to the second play of the day, and we're going back to the well when it comes to Keegan Murray. Got us the over yesterday, but we're going to take the adjusted line today, paired with Kevin Durant, 20-plus points. Keegan Murray, we have it at over 13.5 from Pips. This was minus 115 at BetMGM. So, Pips, why are you going back to Keegan Murray in this matchup, and why is Kevin Durant the choice to pair with him?
Another home game for Keegan. 40 minutes incoming. Last game, we used 13-plus field goal attempts. He got 14. Yeah, it was a late cover, but he got the shots up. That we bet on shots up at home, efficient. I said he had four straight games with 10 three-point attempts. Last game, 10 three-point attempts. So if on that volume, he just needs to cash on this line. He's more likely than not to cash on this line, like by wide margin. 17 out of 18 home games when he gets 13 or more field goal attempts cash, average 23 points, so pretty much insane. Suns are average spot up defense, but they are way below average on transition defense. That's where his points are coming from. So yeah, I just think this is a good matchup for Keegan Murray. A lot of times I'm saying, like, if you bet Keegan Murray at home every single game over and every single game under on away, you will make a ton of money. So we are betting at him at home. So always a good spot, especially against the team like Suns that lately been putting some pressure on ball handlers, which they weren't doing for a long time. And yeah, honestly, good spot for the De'Aaron Fox as well. But De'Aaron Fox is playing 40 plus minutes every night and taking huge load, and this is a back-to-back, so I really don't know what to expect from him tonight. He can score 40 points, like, but that's De'Aaron Fox. But from what I'm seeing, he's very tired. And I went back-to-back after 40 minutes last night. Yeah, I don't know, honestly. One gamble on that part, and the KD part is pretty obvious. Last three games, he took 22, 22, and 21 field goal attempts in not easy matchups. They were not easy matchups. And it were Pelicans, Clippers. And when he's taking 16-plus field goal attempts this season, over in 52 out of the 52 games, average 29.8 points. Three games against the Kings this season, 28, 27, 28 points. So, yeah, this is like they are putting pressure on ball handlers. So, Beal and Booker are not in that kind of great matchup, but KD on the wings should be in a good spot to go over this line. Like, KD, this is a very important game. Like we did with Jokic a couple of days ago, this is just very, very important game for these two teams. Probably the one that will decide the Western Conference. Like, Kings are in 8th spot, Suns are in 7th spot. This is a must-win game for the Suns. Like, they must win this, and if they win, they secure home court they secure the home court in 7-8 seed playing battle. But if they win, they can catch up on the Pelicans, so avoiding playing. So yeah, this is like crucial game for the Suns. It's a crucial game. So I expect KD as like one of the best all-time greats to step up here, score at least 20 points. I can see him scoring 30, honestly.
Absolutely. So that'll do it for the picks today. Let's shift over to the recap of Thursday's bet. We could do a little bit of a recap of the season as well. So starting with the Thursday bet, it was, as Sean Glenn puts in chat, Keegan Murray in the fourth quarter. We needed over 16.5 for Keegan Murray. He ends with 19, but he does get a very nice 9 points in the fourth quarter alone to cover this bet. Honestly, I went to bet around halftime here, not expecting this one to win, but it was 6 points in the third quarter, 9 points in the fourth quarter. So definitely stepped up big in the second half there. But as Pip said, it's about the volume, which is why we're going back to him today. That puts us into, if we look at through the analysis on the BetStamp app, that puts us up almost 3 units on the season, with an opportunity to add on to it tonight and an opportunity to add on to it as well over the course of the playoffs. And if you guys were following along with the preseason bets all throughout the season, we also had the Chicago Bulls get their 38th win of the season last night, which is the over 37.5 we were looking for. Transparently, earlier this week, the Nuggets also went over their team total. We had the under, but I'll probably have a video coming out next week recapping everything that was on the preseason show. Also featuring from the preseason show, which is like a lock at this point, we had LeBron under on his points per game in the NBA at 27.2. He's at 25.5. That's a lock at this point. And we had Holmgren over, I think it was 13.1 points, and he's currently at 16.5 points per game. So that's pretty much a lock. So great stuff from the preseason show. Again, I'll recap that hopefully next week. But for the pick and roll, why don't you talk about Keegan Murray's performance yesterday before maybe assessing the season as a whole?
No, nothing to talk about. Like, he shot the same amount of shots, yeah. First half, second half. First half, the shots were not going in. Second half, they were going in. He ended up at average efficiency. We just got enough time for variance to like middle out. So yeah, that's it, honestly.
And for the season, pulling the BetStamp page here, just covering this season here, we're up nearly 3 units, 2.76 units on the season here. Had some really good stretches, had some not so good stretches here, but overall those big SGPs have come through big time for the show this season. And in fact, there's actually 3 winners that we didn't even that weren't even involved in the tracking on this page, but those we'll count unofficially here. But the season as a whole here, Pips, what's been your evaluation, I guess, of yourself when it comes to these bets?
I would say we run pretty poor this season, and that's probably it. Like, being up when you're running poor is like great stuff. So can't say anything about it. But I'm also privately or everything. Like, if I go into like not just hooks, but like the stuff that goes against you and then doesn't go against you. Like, if you count, I usually spend a lot of time, not just the hooks, but like the way you win, the way you lose, how it goes next couple of games. So like when we bet Sabonis under and he goes over, and next 7 or 8 games he stays under. Like efficiency, shot quality stuff, like when players are way underperforming when they should, like there's so much stuff. For example, I bet one game Jalen Green over 4.5 assists. He has 4 and on 14 potential assists. And then next 3 games he goes over on less potential assists than the one game when I bet him. Like, that's just variance happens. And I don't know. So previously, someone would ask, like, how much big of a sample size you need to have to like be sure that variance is out. I would say probably 1,000 bets. anything less is like hugely affected by variance. Like if we win two more bets instead of 3 unit profit, we are at like 7.5 probably. And that's like, okay, two bets out of the entire season, double our profit. Like that's just insane variance, and everyone that bets probably understands that. And if you don't, like, that's just normal. If you have a winning season on 150 bets, you could, doesn't make you a good bettor, or same as other side. Like if you play, like if you lose on the 150 or 200 bet sample size, doesn't mean you are a poor bettor. So our sample size on the show, how many bets did you have this season on the show?
I think it was, let me pull it up here. It was 120. It was 100, about 250. About 250.
Yeah, that's just like halfway through the 500 where we can say like, okay, maybe this is like good number. But yeah, 250 is like, as I said, out of 250, three bets are like 1.3%. And if you win three more bets, we are up like 10 units.
Yeah.
It still changes
on like a week-to-week basis very drastically. Yeah. And even with when you put the two seasons together here, overall two seasons of betting on the show here, I guess we still have the playoffs to go, but up 10.9 units from two combined seasons. And even then, that's only a 500 bet sample size there. So I guess still ways to go to kind of showcase, I guess, the true potential of perhaps the show. But last season was great, maybe didn't go as well in the playoffs. And this season, look, you said it yourself, maybe it wasn't the one you wanted to have, but it still was a winning season for those who tailed. And it was a lot more than just that 2.75 unit winning season if you've been tailing all the picks on the show this season as well. So hopefully we can keep this going tonight. Hopefully as well, we can keep things going into the playoffs. But for, I guess, today's games, Pips, there's some big ones around the NBA. Any in particular that you have your eyes on for today as the big one that you need to watch? Looking through the schedule at the, I'll go first, looking through the schedule. One big one that I think a lot of people need to have their eyes on is certainly in the range of the Phoenix Suns and the Sacramento Kings, a monumental collision in the NBA's play-in tournament race. It was a pretty rough loss for the Sacramento Kings in yesterday's game against the Pelicans, even though we got the Keegan Murray win. But Kings, one game back. They're a couple games back of the Phoenix Suns. Yep. So I guess play-in seeding on the line here. I guess that one factors more for the Suns, who want to avoid the play-in tournament altogether because the Kings are locked into that spot. But any game you have your eyes on in particular for tonight?
For sure. I mean, I will probably name Suns and the Kings. Other two games, Pacers in Cleveland and Pelicans and Golden State Warriors, of course. An interesting game will probably be looking back at Towns returning against the Hawks. Not an interesting game, but Trae Young, what is supposed to play, and Towns is supposed to play, so like maybe looking forward to like them returning, but that should be a blowout win. And I don't know, like we have 15 games and 10 are like 12 or more.
Yeah, spread. As much as a big spread, it's kind of tough to bet still.
Yeah, and tough to even like predict stuff. Like we have a big spread, like Miami Heat is 14.5 points favorite against the Raptors. If Quickly is playing, Barrett is playing, Trent is playing, Olynyk is playing, I'll take Raptors. Like that's insane. I think Raptors can win this game if they like even if they are healthy and they try, they can win this game. Like Heat are not playing that well, and even when they do, they are not blowing out anyone. Like
As of yesterday,
they were blown out by Dallas Mavericks, who played on back to back. They barely won in overtime against the terrible Hawks. That they lost to 76ers. Like, they are not playing well. Like, It's not like, okay, post All-Star Jimmy Butler will just be like unbelievable player. This season, he's not even that good at all. And they are battling some injuries also. Hero returned, but we know what we think of Hero. And yeah, I don't know. Like 14 and a half is insane for me if Raptors are healthy. I'll probably bet it. Like if I get 14 and a half and with quickly Barrett and Trent playing, like, I don't
know. I agree. So just me and Pips were talking about this a little bit pre-show, but actually looking at the injury report for the Raptors, like most of the key guys are available. And if they are available, when the Raptors have had most of their guys, they've actually been okay. They haven't been getting completely dominated. And I don't think there's any reason why we should think, as you said, the Miami Heat should be able to just absolutely run this team over. So I kind of agree with Chris here saying 14.5 for the Raptors kind of looks pretty good right now, and you might be able to get in ahead of some injury information. But the only real injury information right now is that Trent is questionable and Bruce Brown is questionable. So I don't know. This kind of is starting to look like this is going to be the final run at things for the Raptors and maybe rest guys on on Sunday.
Even quickly, Barrett, Trent Jr., Kelly Olynyk, Agbaji, Bruce Brown, Grady, and you compare it to the Miami Heat team. Like on paper, they don't even look worse. Honest to God, like they don't even look worse. Like that Miami team sucks. Good defense. Offense is very, very overrated. Like they are like maybe at best average offense in the league. So
yeah,
motivation is huge here. But they played insane minutes last two games. They are tired as fuck. So I don't know, like insane stuff.
Yeah, I kind of like this position getting ahead of the injury news for the Raptors right now. Just a couple other leans from the chat here, just to quickly bring these through. We have a question from Chris regarding Sixers -7 and Pacers +3. So Sixers are playing against the Magic. You can find them at, well, they're -7.5 now. Juice towards going back down to 7, but 7.5 at even odds is what you can find for the Sixers. Any thoughts on this game?
Honestly, I think 7.5 could be pretty fair.
Yeah.
That one.
That was my.
Maybe even a bit too high, honestly. Maybe even a bit too high if Franz Wagner is back. Is he playing or not? He's questionable. If Franz is back, I think this is. I'll put this in at 4.5 if Franz is healthy. So, I don't know.
And the Pacers plus.
Sure.
2.5.
Pacers plus 3, probably a good one. Makes sense. Honestly, I think Lakers minus. I think it's -14.5 or something. They should like AD and LeBron playing. They should just win by 40 tonight.
Yeah, spread is actually 15.5 now. So it looks like it's been played up a little bit.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't know about my Houston Rockets also, who is playing tonight on back-to-back. They are 6.5 favorites. I think it's a lot if a lot of players sits. Could be the case, but you never know. With Udoka, they could play like everyone. So I don't know for God why reason Golden State Warriors is favored against the Pelicans. That's
by
a
four.
Weird one to me. Yeah, that's. I mean, 4 points favored. I'll probably give them 2.5, probably 1-2 to 2.5. Pelicans are a great team, so yeah. I get it. Like Nance is out, I think, and Jonas Valanciunas at 5. But I think we'll see Zion at 5 playing against Draymond Green, which is real good stuff.
No problem.
Yeah, no problems whatsoever. Clippers, if they are healthy playing, I don't know. I don't expect them to play a lot of minutes, but they should demolish the Utah Jazz team on a back-to-back.
It's a big spread, though. Spread is 15 here.
Yeah, and it's Clippers. They can lose against anyone. So.
Oh, so you're saying play the Jazz here?
I'm not saying anything. Like, saying, like, just commenting on the
you're
game.
Acknowledging the spread and how the Clippers could run them over, but can lose to anybody, even the Jazz on a big losing streak.
Just going through some stuff. Denver against the Spurs. They are away, so I'm not touching that one. But they have just Wembanyama and a bunch of G League players. Denver is fully healthy, so interesting spot. I won't comment. I don't like betting on spreads a lot. So the one that doesn't make sense is Raptors, and that's it.
Yeah,
everything else is.
I like the Raptors quite a bit. I would probably recommend betting that here and trying to capitalize earlier before the injury news. And again, as somebody who has still sat through every game they've played, they actually haven't looked bad in the last week or so here. And especially when they have an actual NBA starting five, and today they might actually have some NBA players coming off the bench as well. They've looked decent. So to keep that game within 14 in Miami, I think looks pretty good. But that'll do it for the show, and that'll do it for the regular season. It has been quite a season here for the show. Maybe not as good as Pips would have wanted, maybe as the viewers or anybody would have wanted. However, it is still a winning regular season and an opportunity to add on to that with two picks today and the playoffs as well. So the two plays that we have here are, first of all, from the Nets and Knicks game, Nick Claxton under 23.5 PRA, which is -110 at BetMGM. And the second play, Suns at the Kings, -115 SGP at BetMGM to get Keegan Murray over 13.5 points and Kevin Durant 20 plus points. Reminder, there's still going to be some content on this channel, playoff previews, playoff daily shows. We're going to have tons of content in the playoffs. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the Board YouTube channel. Stay up to date with everything that we bring you. And please make sure you hit the like button on this stream. Help drive us up in that YouTube algorithm. And also, before we wrap up, big shout out to Sean Glenn bringing in, saying, appreciate the work this season. Variants will turn our way in time. Of course, hopefully that is the case. And with continuously finding good spots, it's bound to happen. Thank you so much for the support over the season, everybody. Thank you so much for that super chat, Sean Glenn. Thank you again. Cannot thank everybody enough for the support and allowing us to do this show. We'll have some content coming at you next week. So keep it locked. Stay tuned. Don't know exactly what day it will be, but we will see you again very soon for more content here on the board.